Well, well, well. Look who finally decided to show up. Ah, don't look so surprised. I can be quiet when I want to be. Did it really take you that long to figure out my message? Or was it fear that kept you away? I can understand why you might be slightly apprehensive about coming here. Believe me. A coded message telling you to come all the way to an abandoned church in another city just for a chance to meet face to face with the serial killer you've been tracking for years? If it had been anyone else, the police would have been circling the place faster than you can say manhunt. But you always did have a hunger for knowledge that outweighed your common sense, didn't you, dear? Something about curiosity killing the cat and all that nonsense. What's that? You want me to come out from the shadow? No, I don't think so. Not yet, at least. I rather like staying hidden in the shadows of this cathedral for now. First, I think we have several matters to discuss. No doubt you have questions. And I'd be rather shocked if you didn't, in fact. I don't have the patience. I don't have the patience to answer them all, of course, but I'm feeling generous today. I will give you 3 questions. Just 3. But I swear to answer them with as much candor as I can muster. Does that sound good to you, dear? Yes, I thought it would. You want to know why I asked you to meet me here? Sweetheart, why wouldn't I ask you here? You've been studying my work for years. I dare say you were closer to finding me than the detective working my case. Not that that's saying much, of course. Still, your interest caught my attention. It's not every day that I stumble across someone so well acquainted with my handiwork as yourself. Not everyone has the stomach to look at the photos of corpses ripped open from the inside with their blood drained out of their bodies. But you did. They didn't scare you in the slightest. In fact, I think you thought they were rather beautiful. Red blood against white walls, like a painting with life's essence. A horrible work of art, yes, but a work of art nonetheless. It takes someone special to see divinity where others see death. To see beauty in something so cruel. I see that beauty too. Naturally, I had to meet you face to face to see if my expectations lived up to the reality. And so far, you haven't disappointed. So far. Why do I do it? Call it a necessity, darling. I needed something that those people had, and unfortunately, I couldn't leave them alive to obtain it. I suppose I didn't have to make it so messy, but who am I kidding? It's fun to see how they react when they realize they aren't living alive. That last glint of hope slowly draining as they finally give in. the deer lying down for the wolf. Oh, yes, I assume you're curious about the thing I was getting from those people. I suppose I might as well tell you. It's not as if it's a secret. I needed their blood. Don't look so shocked. As positively delectable as that expression is on you, it's hardly out of the blue. I need blood like you need water. Without it, I simply cannot survive. I know of others who use the stuff gathered in hospitals, even some who drink from animals, but if you ask me, taking it right from the source is so much more intimate. What am I? Well, I think that's exceeding the three questions limit, little one. But perhaps if I step into the light here, you might be able to figure that one out for yourself. Ah, there's the fear. Your eyes sparkle so prettily when you're scared, dear. Yes, it's rather obvious now, isn't it? The sharp teeth. The pale skin. Practically a walking stereotype. But that's what I am, darling. A vampire. Surprise. You know, you've been rather a thorn in my side as of late. Ever since you started investigating me, I've taken somewhat of an interest in your day-to-day life. Take it as a compliment. You mortals are normally incredibly boring. Catching the interest of a being such as myself, that's quite a feat. But yes, I've been watching you. Every time you thought you felt eyes on you, every time you felt the hairs on the back of your neck stand up, every time you thought you were being watched, but turned and there was no one, that was me. At first I thought it was just a simple investigation. You were an interesting little mortal to be sure, but still just that. A mortal. I thought you were amusing in the way a small animal is amusing in its total lack of self-awareness. I told myself that you were a diversion, of no real consequence to me, something to toy with. And then you got a boyfriend. You see, I don't like to share my toys, and as far as I'm concerned, you are mine. So, when he came along and took up all the time you should have been using to look for me, well, I got a little agitated. Actually, that's a lie. I was fucking infuriated. It was then that I realized that this was no passing interest. I realized that I needed you like a drowning man needs air. I needed to possess you, to own you. I needed a way to get him out of your life. A way to finally have you all to myself. And now I do. No, don't try to leave. Don't try and deny you were thinking about it. It's obvious in your eyes, dearest. You won't find much waiting for you back home anyway. Well, nothing but your boyfriend's corpse played across the living room floor. Oh, what? Did you think I wouldn't deal with him? He took you from me, and he paid the price. Now, come closer. What did I just say about trying to run? Stay right there. Keep your feet planted on the floor and look at me. Look at my eyes. That's right. Just look at me. Feel that desire to run slip away. Just look at me and nothing else. That's right. Now come closer. Closer. Good girl. Keep looking at me. Feel my body close. So close to yours. Almost touching, but not quite. Do you smell that? That metallic scent that presses down on you like a dead weight? That heady, selective mix of iron and something else? Something far more intoxicating, making you feel like you can't tell up from down, let alone make a decision which way to go. Don't worry, you don't have to choose. You just need to do what I ask you to. Now, kiss me. Don't try to fight it. As impressive as it is that you have the presence of mind to even think about it, you and I both know that you don't have the strength to fight against me. You're shaking your head. But I know how badly you want to give in and just let me in. I know that as much as you might deny it, this excites you. You can pretend all you want to all those other mortals, but I know the truth. I know that behind that sweet little face and innocent demeanor, you've got a darkness in you just begging to be let out. Do you know how I know? Because if you didn't, I wouldn't want you this fucking badly. I'm going to order you again now. Kiss me. Now. God, I can taste your blood even without breaking the skin. Did you know that mortal blood has a different taste from victim to victim? Like wines, no two humans taste alike. I could smell yours from a mile away, darling. There's nothing quite like it. Honey and chocolate and pure fucking sin. It nearly drove me mad every time I came near you. Just a whiff of that beautiful red liquid pumping through your veins. And I had to stop myself from taking you then and there, draining you of every last drop. You are so fucking delicious. And I need more. Words can't do justice to how amazing you taste. Let me show you. Can you taste your blood on my tongue? Taste it. Mixing between us? God, the smell of your blood is overpowering, along with the smell of your sex. Did you really think I wouldn't notice? Honey, I don't need a heightened sense of smell to know that you are positively dripping right now. And that's not the hypnosis doing that either. I know just how much you want this. How much tasting your own blood in my mouth sent you over the edge. And you're not the only one, dearest. Do you feel that? Pressing against your thigh? I'm hard as an iron stake for you, little girl. Now, don't you think you should take care of that for me? No, not like that. Take off your clothes and get on your hands and knees. Now, that is a lovely sight. I wonder if I just put my fingers between your legs. Oh, that was a delicious little moan. And you are so fucking wet. It's a wonder you're not dripping onto the floor. You can get on your knees now, darling. There we go. Now, take out my cock and suck it. Oh, fuck. God, yes, take it. Take it down your throat like a good slut. You look so good like that. On your knees with my cock down your throat. Let me just grab your hair and fuck your throat even deeper. Shh, honey. I know it's big, much bigger than your boyfriend's. Just take it. Keep making those adorable little noises while you choke on my cock. Oh, God. I'm so fucking close. Oh, so fucking close. I'm going to come. Do you want that? Do you want my cum down your throat? Yes? I thought so. I'm going to come down your throat. And you are going to swallow
Every last drop. And that is an order. So get ready for the and that will only be the first for tonight. Are you ready? It's a rare honor, so you better not spill any of it. Now, take it, oh yes. Yes, that's it. Oh, naughty girl, you missed some. It's dripping down your chin while you try to lick it up with that cute little pink tongue of yours. You disobeyed me, pet. I think I'm going to have to punish you for that. Bend over the altar. Face down, ass up. Yes. That's it, dear. You do have such a nice little ass. Too bad I have to do this. You make such sweet noises when I spank you, dear. I simply must do it again. Yell out for me again. Again. You really are such an exquisite specimen, especially for a mortal, and so wet. Do you want my cock, pet? Yes, I know I've cummed already, far too recently for a human man to be able to give a repeat performance, but remember, dear, I am not human. So, tell me you want my cock. Tell me how badly you want it, buried deep inside you, pounding you against the marble slab of this altar, until you scream so loudly that God and all his angels can hear what a desperate little slut you are. Well, since you asked so very nicely, so how does it feel, little girl? Oh God, oh, so fucking tight. I thought your mouth felt good around my cut, but this is fucking bliss. So how does it feel to be ravaged by such an ancient cock? Yes, I know that it feels amazing. But I had centuries to master the way I fuck, bet so. Of course, it's so great that every new cunt is always such a delight. Especially when it's a mortal as wet as you are, you dirty little slut. You like to be taken like that in that place, right? You like to defile that altar with your moans. And your juices, I can feel them running down the length of my shaft. I can feel them coating my balls every time that they slap against your clit. Yes, I'm close again, darling. Can you feel me dancing up inside you? And I know your clothes, too. You're clenching against me so tightly, it's almost painful. Would you like to come? Come onto my cock until you're totally spent. Do you want that? Yes? Well, lean back. Your neck looks so wonderfully inviting, arced up like that. I will come back from three, and when I reach one, I'm going to bite into your neck, and you are going to come like you have never come before. Understood? Good girl. Three, two, one. Certainly are an interesting little mortal. Most definitely worth the wait. Oh, leaving so soon? I don't think so. Did you really think my desire would be sated by just this? Don't be naive. You're mine now, dear. And I don't intend to let you go anytime soon.